Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Day in history back in 2018 is when that singer Deborah of the Cranberries passed away of an accidental drowning. That was today back in 2018.
Wow,
it's Pensacola Morning News
today
with
Andy
McKay. 2018, yeah.
Wow, on this day.
Wow. Yep.
Crazy.
Cranberries. 45 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 55 today as we get ready for a cold front that's coming through this weekend. So sometime on Sunday, it's going to start to get cooler and it'll get down to the low 20s, the high 20s on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, with Tuesday having a chance of wintry mix. Ugh. I'm not supposed to have that kind of weather. Update here for you on confirmation hearings. We mentioned last hour that Senator Marco Rubio is having his confirmation hearing beginning today at 10 our time, 11 o'clock Eastern. Pam Bondi, so Senator Marco Rubio, of course, being for Secretary of State. Pam Bondi has been nominated for Attorney General. Her confirmation hearing was waiting on FBI background check. But we did get notice about an hour ago that I guess it cleared. And so they will begin her two-day confirmation hearing this morning at 9:30 our time. I believe it's 9:30 our time. Hopefully I said that correct. So, yes.
8:30 our
Bondi,
time.
Was that?
8:30 our time.
Oh, it's 8:30 our time. 9:30
yeah.
Eastern?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. So, yeah, Pam Bondi, Senator Rubio, they're all done. Now, in the meantime, yesterday was a controversial nomination. I don't think Marco Rubio is a confrontational nomination, other than the fact that he's a Republican. But he pretty much, since the time he's entered the U.S. Senate, he's always been on foreign affairs committees and things like that. So he has, and he's been privy to confidential reports almost the entire time that he's been in the U.S. Senate as well. Pam Bondi, actually less controversial as well, like less controversial than Matt Gaetz was, because at least Pam Bondi has prosecutorial experience. She's been a state attorney general for 8 years, and her only, red flag that would have people is that she served as President Trump's legal his legal attorney during his impeachment trials. And so that would maybe for some people think, I don't know about that, but she at least has experience. Pete Hegseth, he is nominated to be Secretary of Defense. And he's one that there was some concern with. So yesterday began his confirmation hearing. I want to begin with our own Senator Rick Scott asking him, what drives you? Why do you want this cut one?
Why do you want to do this job? What drives you?
You have 30 seconds.
Because I love my country, Senator, and I've dedicated my life to the warfighters. People see me as someone who hosts a morning show on television. But people that really know where my heart's at. It's with the guys in this audience who've had my back, and I've had theirs. We've been in some of the darkest and most difficult places you can ever be in. You come back a different person. And only by the grace of God am I here before you today. I'm doing this job for them.
Thank
for
you.
All of them.
Thank you, Mr. President. Hickson.
Why do you want to do this job?
There you go. U.S. Senator Rick Scott asks Pete Hegseth, why do you want to do this job? What drives you? And he says, what drives him is the people that he'll be serving, that he's served with in the past. Scott Jennings, he is a senior political commentator for CNN. He weighed in on and kind of gave his breakdown of what he felt like how the hearing went yesterday. And there's it's a concise rundown. He does use a little bit of potty language. I'll play that for you in a second. First, let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens over in the studio. John?
And it's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're seeing I-10 is flowing smoothly. Not seeing very many delays, none delays there. Also, if you're at the intersection of Highway 29 and 9 Mile going northbound and southbound, just we've got congestion starting to build up in both directions. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So just so you're aware of this clip, there's one point where Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia had grilled Pete Hegseth on a history of his extramarital affairs. He did so with Pete Hegseth's 7-year-old daughter just sitting a few feet away. So that's why you're going to get this reference here when Scott Jennings, senior political commentator of CNN, not necessarily, you know, Republican friendly, right? He weighs in on how he thinks the whole hearing went for Pete Hegseth. Here you go. Cut two.
Well, in short, I think Pete Hegseth kicked their asses today. I mean, it wasn't even close. They didn't lay a glove on Hegseth. No mistakes. Calm, cool, collected. I mean, before the thing even started, you had this, like, code pink, you know, protester freak show trying to disrupt the hearing. That's the Democratic base, by the way, which probably explains why the Democrats on the committee acted in such a bizarre and unprofessional way. I was appalled at some of the way these senators handled themselves and some of the lines of questioning. I mean, Tim Kaine sounded like a sex pervert in his questioning of Pete Hegseth. Blumenthal, who lied about his service in Vietnam, questioning Hegseth's qualifications. You had Gillibrand, you had Warren, you had Hirono going on unhinged rants about things. Angus King obviously doesn't understand what it's like to fight terrorism. On and on and on. Hegseth was cool in the face of this unhinged questioning. They made him look good today. It would be difficult for a Republican to vote against Hegseth after the Democrats' unseemly mudslinging today. Well, in short, I think Peter.
All right, there you go. So he says they came after him and they didn't land a glove. And he brought up Tim Kaine sounding like a sex pervert. And that's because he kept bringing up the extramarital affairs, even with Pete Hegseth's 7-year-old daughter sitting right there. And didn't really quite get to the point of like, why is the extramarital affairs, like, why is this important for it? Didn't matter. He brought up at one point, Scott Jennings there on CNN brought up Hirono's ranting. So I want to jump over to cut 3A. This is Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii. And, well, let me just play the, let's just go ahead and play the clip from Senator Hirono.
But you so quickly forget about that. And then Senator Kaine, or I guess no, I better
no, no, no.
use
cut 3A. Cut 3A. We're doing Hirono. That's the new one I just sent you.
Is would you use our military to take over Greenland or an ally of Denmark?
Senator, one of the things that President Trump is so good at is never strategically tipping his hand. And so I would never in this public forum give one way or another so direct
that,
what orders the president would give me in any context.
That sounds to me that you would contemplate carrying out such an order to basically invade Greenland and take over the Panama Canal.
Yes. Okie dokie. Yeah. So Senator Hirono from Hawaii asked him if he would use the military to invade Greenland or another ally of Denmark. I actually like his answer. Instead of just going, that's a ridiculous question. Like, I probably would have been like, well, that's a ridiculous question. I'm not even going to answer it. Like, I liked his answer. It was very PC. It was, we don't tip our hand. I'm not going to tell you if we would or wouldn't. Like, yeah, it's a novel concept that we're not going to let any of our enemies know of our strategic plans, even if they're completely made up. We're still not going to let you know. I was like, that's brilliant. I like his answer. We're not going to tip our hand. Won't let you know one way or another. And she goes, well, sounds like to me you're planning on carrying it out then. Nope. That's not what it – then. That's you making an assumption. And you know what they say about assumptions, Senator Hirono. It makes an ass out of you. Oh, wait. I mean, yeah. Oh, well, you know what I mean. Dadgummit. Andrew even texted me yesterday and said, don't get me fired. I tried, man. But Senator Hirono sounds like an asshole. I'm just saying. So, golly. So, they just can't help themselves sometimes. They just can't help themselves. They're just that ignorant. I've told people this so many times. Before I became a talk radio host 15, 16, 17, 18 years ago, I had way more respect for members of Congress and the U.S. Senate. Afterwards, not so much. There are some I have a lot of respect for. I'll tell you, like Marco Rubio. He and I've had many very candid conversations where we actually disagree on foreign policy issues, but I respect him because he does understand the issues and stuff like this. But there's people like Senator Hirono. I'm just like, good grief, you are just a moron. And I just can't take it. It's just so bizarre. One last little clip here before we take a break. We had Senator Mullen of Oklahoma just upset at the hypocrisy of the Pete Hegseth hearings. And he ranted a little bit against the U.S. Senate in general. And he brings up something, well, I don't think a lot of us might have known. Here you go. This is about our U.S. senators. Here you go. Cut three.
But you so quickly forget about that. And then Senator Kane, or I guess I better use the senator from Virginia, starts bringing up the fact that what if you showed up drunk to your job? How many senators have showed up drunk to vote at night? Have any of you guys asked them to step down and resign for their job? And don't tell me you haven't seen it, because I know you have. And then how many senators do you know have got a divorce before cheating on their wives? Did you ask them to step down? No. But it's for show. You guys make sure you make a big show and point out the hypocrisy, because a man's made a mistake. And you want to sit there and say that he's not qualified? Give me a joke. I mean, it is so ridiculous that you guys hold yourself as this higher standard and you forget you got a big plank in your eye. We've all made mistakes.
I've made mistakes.
And Jennifer, thank you for loving him through that mistake.
Very wild.
Because the only reason why I'm here and not in prison,
that apparently many, you can go ahead and pot it down, many of our U.S. senators have showed up drunk to vote on bills. Hey, I've been doing this for almost 20 years. Still learning new things all the time about the dysfunction of our Congress. Or I guess in this case, U.S. Senate. Oh my goodness gracious! This is the only question when a person is elected a Democrat is, do you have common sense? Yes or no? No? Well, then you're still hired. Oh, that's hilarious. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here. Pickleball courts. You into pickleball? Let's talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Since 1988, Volkswagen drivers have come to Feedmore Imports on New Warrington Road for the distinctive style, innovative design, and value of VW offers. This year, the tradition continues with the all-electric ID Buzz. This highly anticipated new VW has arrived and is waiting for you to experience today. The ID Buzz joins the VW lineup, including the family-sized Atlas and the Atlas Cross Sport SUV. Both models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months, or choose a $4,500 discount on the Atlas and $4,000 off the Atlas Cross Sport. And the 2024 Tiguan has 0% financing for 60 months, or $3,000 in rebates. They all share VW's distinctive and innovative design, and they're all at Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rate for Volkswagen Financial Services with qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
It's Customer Appreciation Month at Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola, with special sale pricing on selected Bernina and Burnett machines through January 21st, and free online classes with the purchase of a Baby Lock machine through January 28th. Daryl's is the largest sewing machine dealer in the area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus furniture, fabrics, and various craft supplies. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewingintensacola.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
This is Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. 45 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be high of about 55. Let's get traffic with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Tire Trust Incorporated, your full-service auto shop and tire dealer. Downtown Pensacola, Gregory and Balin. Put your trust in Tire Trust. No accidents to let you know about right now. Things are flowing smoothly, except if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. We're starting to see some congestion delays, about a 5-minute delay through that construction zone, but I'm starting to see it's just building up right there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
There's going to be some new pickleball courts opened up tomorrow in Navarre. They're at the Lenny James Tolbert Memorial Park. There'll be a ribbon-cutting ceremony tomorrow at 2:30, and then after that, they'll be open and available, and these will be the first pickleball courts open in Santa Rosa County, apparently, and, first one's in District 4, first one's District 4. I started playing pickleball this past summer. I fought the craze long enough. I was fighting it, and then finally somebody convinced me to try it, and it's fun. Yeah,
it's fun.
It's fun, and it's not nearly as strenuous as tennis or racquetball. So it's still, especially if you play 2-on-2, then if you're playing pairs, then you have less running around to do. And it's more like playing table tennis, but standing up. Well, I guess you stand up with table tennis too, but you're the one actually it's closer to table tennis than any other like paddle sport that I've played. So it's pretty fun, I have to admit. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what you got going on the news for us?
Well, Bobby, the death toll from the Los Angeles wildfires is now up to at least 25. An additional death now being linked to the Palisades fire. So far, that's claimed 9 lives. Another 16 deaths attributed to the Eaton fire around Altadena. President Biden's going to be speaking to the nation tonight. Just days before leaving the White House, he'll be speaking at 7 o'clock our time. He is expected to reflect on his time in office and talk about the country and the future. And a private space company has launched a mission to the moon. A Falcon 9 rocket blasted off overnight from the Kennedy Space Center. Apparently, this rocket is carrying the Blue Ghost lunar lander from Texas company Firefly Aerospace. And it also included a Japanese moon rover. The launch is the first mission for Blue Ghost. It's expected to land on the moon sometime in early March, the Japanese rover making its second attempt to land on the moon.
Very interesting. All right. It's rough to see the pain that's happening to individuals suffering so much right now. In L.A., coming up here next after this break, I'm going to talk a little bit about the inauguration and some of the things that could happen right away next week in the White House. So we'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden delivers a farewell address to the nation this evening at 8 Eastern.
The president has spent his final week of the presidency trying to defend his administration's record on foreign policy and the economy and cement his legacy. But he will leave office with lagging approval ratings and Democrats out of power in Washington.
Fox's Jared Halpern. There are 6 Senate confirmation hearings for Trump administration nominees today.
Secretary of State nominee Marco Rubio is set to testify before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi will appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Bondi has received praise from Republican lawmakers, but her role in President-elect Trump's efforts to contest the 2020 presidential election results could face pushback from Democrats.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Other nominees facing questions today include CIA Chief nominee John Ratcliffe and Sean Duffy for Transportation Secretary. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, and right now 46 degrees. We have cloudy skies in Pensacola. Governor Ron DeSantis is planning to announce his pick to fill Marco Rubio's soon-to-be-vacated Senate seat sometime in the next week, although he did clarify earlier this week that it would not be a sitting Congress member. He says that's because the Republican majority in the House is very slim.
If you had 216, 215, because I appointed someone in the Senate, then if you lose one Republican, then the Dems would actually have a one-seat majority.
And the governor said one of his criteria was to immediately help President Trump enact his agenda, the special elections for District 1, Matt Gaetz's seat, and Mike Waltz's seat will be in April. It is believed that Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody may be a front-runner for Rubio's Senate seat. A third person is now facing charges in the homicide on Topaz Avenue from April of last year, 20-year-old Demetrius Ronaldson Jr. He's wanted on a first-degree premeditated murder charge in Escambia County. Currently, he's in jail on an unrelated charge in Santa Rosa County. Two others were charged last week, 24-year-old Tiziah Dixon and 29-year-old LaDre Galloway. Investigators believe Dixon and Ronaldson ambushed, shot, and killed the victim, who was identified as Keith Beasley. They say he and another man were picking up a vehicle from that home. They believe Galloway did not fire any shots in the homicide, but do say he was involved in the plot. Dixon is currently serving a 12-year sentence in relation to another shooting in Pensacola in 2023. Galloway also being held in the Escambia jail with no bond, and there's no word when Ronaldson will be transferred to Escambia County to face that homicide charge. Well, flags in Florida will be at full staff on Inauguration Day. Governor Ron DeSantis made that announcement yesterday. He ordered flags back at full height next Monday at state buildings, including the Capitol. Flags have been at half staff since Jimmy Carter's death. Flags will be lowered again on Tuesday, the 21st, in tribute to Carter. DeSantis says he ordered the flags to be raised to honor the tradition of our founding fathers and the sacrifice made by those who have served to ensure the torch of liberty continues to burn strong. Florida's insurance commissioner says it's good news for those that are worried about rising insurance rates. Mike Jaworski, he was before the Senate Banking and Insurance Committee yesterday. He says the average market costs for insurance in Florida is up about $3,700, or is currently at $3,700. That is up dramatically from the past several years, but Jaworski says it's stabilized considerably. In the last year and a half, he credits reforms that have been passed by lawmakers in recent times. President-elect Donald Trump says he's supportive of the idea of having a special legislative session in Florida to address immigration issues.
Trump posted on his social media platform Truth Social on Tuesday, saying he hopes other governors will follow Governor Ron DeSantis's lead. DeSantis held a news conference on Monday calling on state lawmakers to get together in Tallahassee on the week of January 27th to prepare for the Trump administration's deportation program. I'm Brian Shook.
Thank you very much, Brian. 635 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, you visit watsonfirm.com. No accidents to let you know about right now. Still seeing some no delays right now on I-10 or I-110. But if you are traveling on Highway 29 going northbound, as you start to approach I-10, you're going to see just congestion delays there. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing mostly sunny skies today with temperatures warming up into the low to mid 50s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 42. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 58. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 38 degrees. For Friday, reaching highs near 62 degrees with lows overnight staying in the 60s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And right now, it's cloudy and 45 in Pensacola, 47 in Gulf Breeze, 43 in Milton. Your next news at 7. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The December Consumer Price Index report is set for release at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Economists polled by Dow Jones see headline CPI rising 0.3% on a monthly basis and gaining 2.9% over the prior 12 months. The 10-year Treasury yield was slightly lower this morning ahead of the release of key consumer inflation data. The 10-year yield was around 2 basis points lower at 4.77%, further pulling back from the 14-month high reached on Monday. JPMorgan Chase has reported fourth-quarter earnings before the opening bell. Revenue came in at roughly $43.7 billion, as expected. Last month, executives said that investment banking revenue would surge 45% in the fourth quarter and that trading revenue would jump about 15%. Futures are slightly higher on strong bank earnings. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 221, the NASDAQ down 43, the S&P 500 up 6. That's Your Money Now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hey, if you're 64, turning 65, or you're retiring, or you just need to make some changes to your Medicare coverage, look, I know that it's a little bit apprehensive, it's a little bit weird. People have probably been calling you or sending you letters, maybe emails, trying to persuade you that this is some big thing. It's really not. Just call somebody you can trust. Ricky Stewart, a longtime friend of mine. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part that she does is she helps people get transitioned over onto Medicare and answer your questions about supplement and Advantage and, you know, what is Medicaid? Does it apply to me? Great questions. Ask her. She knows how to handle prescription drugs, all of that stuff. She's great at it. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
The Celtic Angels enable their audiences to experience the real Ireland, celebrating their cherished heritage through Irish song. Five beautiful women with glorious harmonies make up the Celtic Angels. The Celtic Knights, world champion dancers, leave audiences breathless. And the Trinity Band Ensemble with flawless interpretations of authentic Irish music. Join us for award-winning song, dance, and music as the Celtic Angels carry you to Ireland on Wings of Music.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. 45 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 55 today. Got your next traffic update in 3 minutes. Monday, when there is the inauguration for President Trump, we will be carrying a special Fox News radio coverage of the inauguration from 10 o'clock until, I believe, 1 o'clock. So you can tune into that right here on News Radio 923. So we'll have shortened pep talk, and we'll preempt a little bit of Markley Van Camp and Robbins to carry live coverage of the inauguration. Governor DeSantis, as well as Governor Meemaw and Governor Abbott, that would be Texas, Alabama, and Florida, they have all ordered to raise flags full staff on Monday as Governor, or as former President Trump, is sworn in for a second term as president. That would put the mourning period for President Jimmy Carter on hold because all flags are half staff for 30 days for his mourning period. But just for that day only, the flags will be at full staff pertain to that. So, in fact, apparently flags at the Capitol will fly at full staff as well. So I just saw that as well. And then they'll be lowered back to half staff the following day to honor President Carter. The White House, so next Monday, Trump gets inaugurated. I was seeing something the other day, or like last night, about Melania is already packed and ready to go. Like, she's ready to, like, let's go. Ready to get back in. There's, you know, Trump's already talking about having 100 executive orders or something like that within the first week. Yeah,
That's a lot.
That's a lot. And I would much rather see actually bills and legislation passing than executive orders, but, you know, hey, you got to start somewhere. One of the things that I've talked to a lot of people, both Republican and Democrat, who are concerned with his second term, and it's pertaining to one issue, Elon Musk. A lot of people are not comfortable with Elon Musk having seemingly so much influence on President-elect Donald J. Trump. Even those that like Musk, who are like, I love Space Force, and I love, or SpaceX, and I love Tesla, and I love, you know, the Boring Company, I love all his stuff, you know, they still are like, but I don't want him having that much influence. Like, is he going to be nominated? You know, is he going to have in a position where it has to go through a nomination process? Because if not, then that makes me even more uncomfortable that he could be having this much influence over the president, and he's not even in an elected position, a nominated position. He's not even in a position where there's any kind of confirmation here. He's not in a position where there's even a, you know what I mean? Right. And so I've talked to both Republicans and Democrats who are concerned with Elon Musk. Well, I just saw this. This isn't going to make some people happy. Elon Musk is expected to use office space in the White House complex. That's right. Go ahead and mark it down. Elon Musk will be in the White House. Now, he's not going to have an official position yet that we know of, but apparently he will be using office space in the White House in order to launch the Department of Government Efficiency, which has no real power. It's more of a Department of Government Suggestions. is what this is really going to be. But it's adjacent to the White House, but this is going to bother a lot of people, because he's going to have not just the continued access to the president, but he'll be working right next door apparently. So, we'll see what happens with that. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. But if you're traveling on 98, just east, going eastbound on 98, past the Navarre Beach Bridge, we're starting to see congestion starting to build up right there due to that construction zone. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So the other news about Trump yesterday, it came out that he has announced a new external revenue service. That's right, external revenue service, not internal revenue service. Now, this is something he can't necessarily do unilaterally just yet, but he did announce that he wants to create the external revenue. So what does the external revenue service do different from the internal revenue service? Well, he said they're going to collect or manage tariffs and revenue from foreign countries. In True Social, on his social media platform, he stated, "Far too long, we have relied on taxing our great people using the internal revenue service. Through soft and pathetically weak trade agreements, the American economy has delivered growth and prosperity to the world while taxing ourselves. It's time for that to change. I'm today announcing that I will create the external revenue service to collect tariffs, duties, and all revenue that comes from foreign sources." Uh-huh. He has stated he will sign an executive order on the first day in office to enact tariffs of 25% on all Canadian and Mexican goods and add another 10% tariff on all Chinese goods. And I've talked to, once again, a lot of Republicans who are opposed to Trump's stance on tariffs. I'm not one of them. I've always agreed with him 100% on this. And the reason, because when I talk to people, they go, well, it's going to make the cost of goods go up. And I'm like, do you know what we are paying as far as tariffs to China? And I have yet to talk to anybody who knows. When every time I bring that up, I go, do you know what we're paying in our tariffs, like the percentage wise? And they're like, well, no. And I'm like, okay, so how can you have such a strong stance that these tariffs are wrong that he's wanting to implement when you don't even know what we're paying in our tariffs? Because once I found that out, Then I went, oh, okay, yeah, I'm 100% agree with him. Because we pay double of what China pays us in tariffs. So American goods in China do indeed cost significantly more because of the tariffs against us. Yet we allow their goods to come into our country for much cheaper. Do you think that would that have any impact on American manufacturing? It absolutely does, because less revenues able to because if we're able to bring in Chinese goods for cheaper, American companies can't even make some of the stuff as cheap as what they can make over there. But then we're not even putting tariffs on them that are equal to the tariffs that are on our goods. And so we're going to continue to get their products instead of having American-made products, which we found during COVID was a big problem, by the way. How many things did we go, why is there a shortage? How come we don't have anything? Where's the shortage? We need to get more. We need to get the supply chain up and running. And then everything went back to, well, the supply chain comes out of China. And we're like, wait, what? Everything's coming out of China? Yeah. We don't make any of that stuff in America anymore. So that was a highlight of this is a problem. We need to have at least some stuff made in America. So if the supply chains get shut down again, we can actually go, hey, you know what? Let's throw some dollars into this American-made company and produce it here and not have to rely on foreign countries. One area where that begins is with tariffs. Now, also researching and going back to the history of the United States of America, that's how the United States' federal government funded itself from the beginning, from its inception. We funded ourselves through tariffs and through revenue on export goods exports. And so that's how we funded. And it was only after wars and things like that, particularly as we got closer to World War I, where we really started ramping up the IRS and internally taxing ourselves to help pay for the cost of wars. That was meant to be a temporary thing. At least that's how it was pitched. I think the people who implemented it always knew it was going to be there forever, but it was pitched as this is just a temporary thing to get our debt back down. And now that's been our primary resource of revenue. Whereas prior to those, the primary resource of revenue was tariffs. And so I'm all on board with that. So the External Revenue Service being pitched by Trump is something he wants to begin when he gets into office. We'll see what happens. It's Pensacola right now. No taxation without representation. Well, unfortunately, we do have representation. Have you seen how many of the senators and congressmen always pass the bill that says, yes, let's go ahead and approve this spending bill and approve that spending bill and approve this spending bill? We're the ones that voted our representatives to go there. And they keep voting to, yes, pass the spending bill. There's a disconnect there. What I hear from somebody the other day, cognitive dissonance. Like you've got this, cognitively, you've got one ideal. I don't want to be taxed more. And then you've got this dissonance, though, of the person I keep electing keeps voting to approve the spending bills. It's just like, that's the way I feel about a lot of people when it comes to the Patriot Act. They keep voting for the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which still has robust aspects of the Patriot Act in it. And many, many people I talk to are dead set against the Patriot Act, want their but yet they keep voting for the same representation who keeps voting for those bills over and over and over. Here's another text. No more double taxation. I guess we're, you know, because you're adding tariffs to the goods and then you're still having tax on it. Well, that goes on a state level. It shouldn't be on a federal level, but yeah, there's one right there. Let's see here. It's perfect that he's having office space. Talking about Elon Musk, I assume. It's perfect that he's having office space since he's basically the Bob's from the movie. I'm missing that reference. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here. Well, actually, you know what? Sorry, we're running a little bit late, so let's go ahead and hit traffic on the fives. Then we'll get a quick break.
All right, no accidents to let you know about right now. If you're traveling down I-10 eastbound, between Pine Forest and Highway 29. You're going to see a minor delay there. Still dealing with some congestion delays on 98 eastbound just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the Fives.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
You know, one of the things that I appreciate about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty is they do all these little things, and all the little things add up to big differences in the results. And there's one kind of example of that that's always stuck with me that Christina told me about. And she says, look, when somebody comes and looks at one of my houses and they don't make an offer, what I do is I call the agent and I say, you know, hey, I saw the person looked at the house and, you know, didn't make an offer. What did they think? Or what didn't they like? Or, you know, what happened? And then let them talk. And they'll say, well, the price was too high. Or they'll say, I, you know, it didn't fit my family's needs. Or I didn't like the layout of the living room. Or, you know, whatever. And then what Christina learns from that is what might be the impediments that knowing this can help her sell that house in the future. Or, oh, well, we can fix that. If we fix that, would they be interested? Maybe they would be. You might even be able to turn it into a sale. I mean, that's a little thing. It's sort of obvious. Everybody should do it. But she actually does that. And it's all those little things that make for big results. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, yes, the Bob from Office Space. It's been too long since I've seen the movie Office Space. So I didn't understand the reference of Elon Musk getting Office Space is because he's like the Bobs from the movie. So the Bobs were efficiency experts who were, you know, obviously downsizing. So yes, thank you very much for that clarification, because I was like, I don't understand what this is trying to say. So yes, from that, maybe I need to watch Office Space again. It's been too long. Here's another text. Elon Musk is part of Doge looking at various government positions. Oh, here's the two Bobs. Okay, what would you say you do here? Yes, okay, thank you very much. There is, oh, real quick here, Walmart has changed their logo for the first time in two decades. If you look at it, you really won't notice much of a difference. It looks maybe it's a different type of blue, and it's a fatter font, and the yellow asterisks or spark or whatever they had, it's a little bit fatter as well. And that's it. Amazon ending its try before you buy option for Prime members, which I never even tried to use, but the last eligible day for that will be January 31st. Also, if you watch the wildfire coverage, you see that pink flame retardant that keeps getting spread around there? What exactly is that stuff? Well, it's basically a mixture of water, ammonium phosphate, which is essentially fertilizer, and iron oxide.